What is up, Kasoko? Welcome back to episode 56 of the Samurai Summit podcast. I'm your host, Do, and we're back with another one. This is episode 56, season 2. And we're a little bit more halfway through episode 100, getting closer to episode 100. So hopefully you guys have a good weekend, a good week so far. Today is Friday, and your body knows it. El cuerpo lo sabe. But yeah, I did have an awesome, actually. The week has been, okay, just work, and I ended up buying some stuff for my YouTube channel, like a new tripod, this little table that I'm gonna be using, so now I could, I could go back recording every time I open like booster packs, so I have the front facing camera and the top view, so it should be nice for that again, because I'm just kind of doing the front facing, because when I pull something crazy, you don't see my excitement on the video, you just hear my voice, which it gets exciting, but my face, like the dumb faces that I make, what else did I buy? No, I think I just pretty much a new tripod and the little table, which I really like, not gonna lie. And also I went to go watch the new Ant-Man movie, and I do gotta say I like it better than the first one. So I like the third one, then the first one, and then the second one, in that order for me. That was pretty good, and can't wait to see more of Ant-Man. Hopefully they come out with more and more of the main villain, because there's gonna be more. Especially you've seen Loki and... Was it Loki? Yeah, I think it was Loki. Especially you've seen it, so it's gonna be good. I'm not gonna say much, but I thought it was a really great movie. And I also went on Saturday to the Demon Slayer World Tour, and it was amazing. I didn't know other special guests were gonna be in it. I didn't know, actually. I thought it was only gonna be Aimer or Emma that was gonna perform, but no, there were other people, so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, which we're actually gonna talk about the tour later in the podcast, not right now. And I also, of course, started playing more Odyssey. I finally finished Water 7 / Enislavi. I only played like a little bit more, and I was almost towards the end, so that's good. I think after that, it's going to be more of the island, and then Marine 4, and then more of the island quest of story, and then Dressrosa, and then like the ending. I think that's how it goes, because I think it only goes back to... Because you go back to your memories from on the One Piece Odyssey game of the characters. So there's Alabasta. There's Enislavi, well, Water 7 and Enislavi. Marine 4 and Dressrosa. Those are the four that you go back to. And the other chapters are just from the main island. And yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. I haven't gone to any One Piece tournaments lately to my locals to play. Last time I went was on... When was it? On Valentine's Day, but of course no one showed up. I just this other guy and myself. We just decided to play, and that was pretty much it. We were like, because it's been for funsies, but I might go again this upcoming week. We'll see how it goes. I just didn't have time to go this past week, and let's see what else. Yeah, nothing else. I've just been reading more of the light novel my friend's little sister has it in for me. And it's getting good. Volume 3, it's pretty good too. Like, every volume keeps getting better and better. And I ended up buying the Kindle version, because in the mornings or during the day, I read the light novel, the book itself. And at night, that's when I end up, just with the light. So just turn on my Kindle, start reading it from there. Just because I want to use the Kindle more too. And I don't like reading on my phone, just because, one, I get distracted to the light of the phone. Just, it bothers me when it comes to reading books. Like, it doesn't really bother me reading stupid posts on Instagram or Twitter or watching videos, but when it comes to reading a book on my phone, it bothers me, the screen. Don't know why. I don't know the science behind it. but yeah, we have a few cool news, or news like new information that you need to know, especially if you're a One Piece fan and Demon Slayer. So this is some pretty cool, like this Demon Slayer news is pretty cool. Well, we do have some bad news for Black Clover, and we'll get that to our towards later on the podcast. So first off, we are gonna start with One Piece. The anime is gonna be taking a break. So the upcoming schedule is gonna be as follows. Sunday, February 12th, that's gonna be episode 1051. Sunday the 19th, so this is of course already passed. Sunday the 19th was 1052. Sunday, February 26th is episode 1053. So that's gonna be this Saturday. Well, Sunday in Japan, but for us is the 25th, you know, because we get on Saturday, so in Crunchyroll. March 5th, there's not gonna be no anime airing. And March 12th, no anime either. On March 19th, that's when episode 1054 is gonna come back. So it's gonna be two episodes of no One Piece. And the reason why it's going on the break is because of unavailable broadcasting slots caused by national marathons. So there you go, because of the marathon, they have no spot for One Piece, I guess, apparently, but it's okay. I'm pretty sure there probably other animes are affected by this as well. So yeah, at least we'll still able to have more One Piece, the manga, because we've been getting the last two we have gotten a chapter, and this week we get in another chapter. So 3 weeks in a row, three chapters in a row. So hopefully we continue this cycle every week, have a chapter, because sometimes it sucks waiting 2 weeks for one chapter, you feel me? It's just getting so good, man. Hashtag so good. And then we got two news. Actually, the only one is bad news for me, just because Reincarnated as a Slime season 3 is scheduled into spring of 2024. That's right, 2024. We're not getting season 3 on 2023, unfortunately. So we do have to wait until next year. A whole year, pretty much. Well, we're not even spring yet, are we? No, it's still January. Oh, no, it's not even January, it's February. What am I talking about? But yeah, into spring of 2024, man. That sucks. I really got to start reading the line novels for this. Imagine if they take out season 3, of course. But it's divided into three parts, like fucking Attack on Titan. Everyone hates that shit. I don't know why they're fucking doing it. They should just, in my opinion, they should just fuck anime the whole season. All good, you know, take your time, whatever, like a year or whatever. But release everything at once. Well, not once, but like an episode a week. That would be badass. Instead of, let's do just part of season 3, or final season, or season finale, part 1. Of part 2 and 3s, you know what I'm talking about. You're stupid as fuck. Sorry, I gotta go on the rant. But hopefully Tensura doesn't do this shit, because I'll be hello salty. I'll be really salty. Really, really salty. And I was putting my cards away, good, because I got some boxes to put on my cards, and I forgot for One Piece, Vice Shards, and Digimon, Pokemon, all those cards. And I actually forgot that I have a whole booster box of Vice Shards of Saikano, which I still haven't finished the anime. I know it's just 12 episodes, 13 episodes. But I gotta open the booster box. Hopefully, I am able to get in Utaha. I think that's her name, right? Utaha? Let me double check. I'm a fake fan if I get it. Utaha, all right, I was right. Oof. I'm not a fake fan. I think there's a sign card for Saikano. Let me double check. If you guys haven't seen the anime, I recommend it. It's pretty good. No, you gotta fucking kidding me. So this one, they don't have sign cards. It's the fucking quote or whatever that put on the English one, and there is an Utaha one. But the signature looks so much better, because there's a bunny in the signature, and then we get the crappy one in English. Honestly, I think I'm just gonna start buying Japanese cards. It's not like I really play gonna go to nationals or whatever. And I believe where I play One Piece, they're also allowed to have some Japanese cards too in your deck. So I'll be happy with that, because honestly, plus you're able to print out the inserts too, you know. There's some insert like you print it out on paper, you cut it, and then you put it on the cards, you know, inside the sleeve, and they call it, of course, an insert. And it has a translation of the cards in English. So yeah, I'm probably gonna do that, because honestly, the cards are just look so much better in Japanese with the signature. These are so stupid as fuck. Like, I don't know why. I know because they didn't get the rights to get a signature in English or something. I don't fucking know. Don't ask me how this shit works. But yeah, I'm gonna be opening it soon though. So subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to hit the notification bell so you know whenever I upload a new video. And moving on to the next one. So Demon Slayer. So this is pretty cool, actually. So Demon Slayer will appear in a Japanese high school textbook. And it will be from a Japanese language textbook this April, actually. Well, so I gotta go to Japan and study some Japanese. Get a Japanese literature just to see that. And it's actually the second Shonen Jump work to appear on a textbook. The first one was, if I'm not mistaken, Dragon Ball, which that one didn't appear on a Japanese language textbook. It was in an art textbook. But Demon Slayer will actually be the first manga to appear in the literature textbook. So that's pretty good. Kind of salty they don't have One Piece for history. Ah. Hey, no. Think about this. One Piece coming out in a government book. If you watch One Piece, you know why I'm saying this. But it should be coming out like in a government book. It will make sense, you feel me? Like I say, if you watch One Piece, you know why I'm saying this. Conspiracy, let's go. Well, yeah, I'm happy that Demon Slayer is getting more love, especially on actual textbooks. That's pretty cool. I wonder how they're gonna do it, or what they're gonna teach, or is it just gonna be a drawing, or they're gonna like what, you know, like in this era people used to dress like this with the samurai swords or something. No, that would be Japan history, right? Not Japanese language literature or Japanese literature. If someone's gonna get that book, like, please send me a message on Instagram, Discord, whatever. Don't forget to join our Discord. Again, everything in the same notes. Or on Twitter or whatever you could find me, an email or whatever. And send me pictures of the textbook, because I really want to see it. I could probably do a Google search and maybe it might be there. I could probably find it. Because I gotta see the Dragon Ball one too. I think that's gonna be pretty cool. You know what? Let's do it right now. Demon Slayer Japanese literature textbook. It's probably not gonna show anything. Yeah, I'm probably searching bad right now, but yeah, if you're able to get your hands on it. Oh, okay, so this might be something else, but the cover looks nice, like the animation, like it looks like it's gonna have like a texture. It's called Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Gotoge Koyoharu art book. Ikusesu, Japanese book. So divine to the artistic world Demon Slayer in this official art book, which captures the excellence of creator Gotoge Koyoharu. Cover drawn exclusively for this art book includes unpublished monochrome illustrations, commentaries on illustration with Koyoharu Gotoge, dual-sided posters included. And like I said, the book itself, it's like old school Japanese painting, you know, like with the samurais and that texture of paper. I really gotta buy it. It's at the Kinokuniya bookstore and they're selling it for $24.99 online price, or if you're a member, it's $22.49, which I am a member, so I gotta buy it. Go back. There's actually another one. The cover is better. Not sure if it's gonna be the same texture as the other one, because honestly it looks fucking amazing, the other one. This one, I don't know what the fuck is this. It's a Blu-ray and a DVD type of thing. Oh, never mind. Yeah, it's not a book. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. Yep, okay. Anyways, getting sidetracked from here. Well, I think I'm gonna end up buying that book. Let me save it on my bookmark because it looks so good, man. And now we're gonna move to be some Digimon. So there's gonna be a Demon Fan Meetup at Los Angeles Convention Center. It's gonna be from February 24th to the 26th. Now, if you go to the Digimon World Next Order, the demo station, you're gonna be receiving a Digimon Survive promo pack. Of course, only was the past last, so they do recommend going there early as you can so you could get a pack. I still haven't played Digimon cards for a while. It's actually gonna be my first. No, I think it's gonna be my first time. No, yeah, it's been a while since. Yeah, a whole year. Whole 2022, I didn't play. I think I stopped playing in November of 2021. So, yeah, it's been a cool minute. But if you're still playing Digimon the card game, make sure you go check it out and go there first. Again, it's going to be in the LA Convention Center on February 24th to the 26th. Most likely by the second day, if they don't buy a certain amount of booster or packs per day, they might be gone on the first day, to be honest. So get your packs, because I know people are going to be selling it stupid expensive after they're, like, you know, on eBay, offer up. StockX, TCG Player, or whatever. Now, this is actually something pretty cool. Like, I totally forgot this existed, but Toonami will finally air the Toriko, One Piece, and Dragon Ball Z Super Crossover Special. So, you guys didn't know, it was those three animes. They were all together. They were in a tournament, if I'm not mistaken. They were doing, like, a tournament. Like a martial arts type of tournament, you know, it was a mixture of different things. It was really good. So they're finally gonna air it on where was it? I don't remember when was it gonna be. March 4th. So that's when it's gonna be released. So pretty much it's gonna be next Saturday, actually. So no, this Saturday, the 25th, but the next one, Toonami is gonna release it. I have actually bought the movie of it, so the little special is pretty good. Like I said, you really gotta watch it. I have never seen Toriko before. I think I started reading the first volume, if anything. It was pretty good back in the day when it came out. But actually, so if you guys don't know, this is a It's technically episode 590 of One Piece. But if you go to Crunchyroll and you go through the list, it goes from episode 589 to episode 591. So they don't even have this one on Crunchyroll. You're going to be able to probably find it somewhere on the internet, of course, or just buy the DVD like I did. And so, yeah. So if you're watching, you're catching a One Piece, and then you, I don't know where you notice that they skip episode 590, it's because it's this one and Crunchyroll doesn't have it. Even if you click on the menu, you know how they divide it sometimes into little special, like the 3X, DY, or the Heart of Gold, or some shit like that? They don't have this special. And again, it's really good. It's amazing. I love it. I thought it was pretty good. They should do more shit like this, you know? With other animes. Or they should do another one Do you know what? They should have done it with the big three. I'm glad that it was Dragon Ball. You know how fucking do it. But Toriko was a little bit weird. I know Toriko's about food, which makes sense, because they fucking eat a lot of meat. Goku and Luffy, you know. They don't eat ramen. It's all about meat. But yeah, they should make one with the big three. Or the big four, if we include Goku. So yeah, it should be One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach. Or they should do like the Dawn game, Dragon Ball, One Piece, and Naruto. That would be dope too. I think it would be pretty cool. And in other news, so don't forget March 4th. Mark your calendar, because I know you're all gonna forget. Now, we do have some bad news. So Black Clover, Mahouta no Ken, Sword of the Wizard King, will be delays the movie premiere to June 16th. And I believe this is the one that's gonna be releasing on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, please let me know. That way I could go to theaters to watch it, and I could just wait for Netflix to drop it. But yeah, it got delayed until June 16th, so that kind of sucks. We have to wait a little bit longer. 4 more months, I guess. That's not a lot. Somewhere it is, but yeah. I was hoping it would be at the beginning of the year, but no, it's gonna be at the middle. And with that, we are actually on our final. Hold on, let me drink some water. Final topic of the podcast. And we are gonna be going more into details about the Demon Slayer World Tour. So this week I dropped a video of the items that I got. If you haven't seen it, make sure you go check out my YouTube channel at Unlimited Dub. It should be the latest video unless if I release a new one the same on Friday today. We'll see if I have some time. But either way, it should be like the last episode, the last two videos, I'm sorry. And on the video, I did show, so everything that I got in there was free, which I was pretty excited. I only bought one shirt. The shirt itself, I check on eBay and they're selling it for like 140 or 150. So I fucked up, should have gotten more shirts, not just one. And I'm not willing to sell the one that I bought just because I was there. You know, that's something special. I wouldn't sell it. So that's what she got into. I usually tend to get two things. One for me, I want to sell. Because you know, your boy gotta make some money. I have to buy more anime shit. And so when we got there, they actually had the red carpet. So I was a little bit surprised because I thought it was only gonna be Aimer or Emma that was gonna perform. But no. So the van actually featured the English voice cast of the anime. Yeah, you heard that right. So there was Zack Aguilar, which he plays Tanjiro. Abby Trott, which I'm pretty sure I'm butchering these names, which she plays Nezuko, which I actually posted a story on my story on Instagram, a picture of her. She's pretty cute, not gonna lie. Alex Lee, which he plays Zenitsu. Then Bryce Papenbrook, Inosuke plays Inosuke, Ray Chase, which he plays Tengen, and Brandon McInnes, I think, which is he does the voice of Yutaro. So I'm like, holy shit, nice, are the voice actors there? But wait, there's more. In the building, there was also Natsuki Hanae, which is the voice actor of Tanjiro in Japanese. The original voice actor, not the English one, not the French, but the Japanese one. He was in the motherfucking building. Also we saw the producer Yumo Takahashi and Aimer, which of course she does the opening and ending of the Entertainment District arc, which she actually performed both of them, the opening and the ending. That shit was amazing. When I saw her go to the set, I'm like, oh shit, I'm actually seeing her live. I almost dropped a tear. It was pretty good. I didn't even scream, dude, because I was just like vibing to her music. I was like, no, I want to enjoy this. I don't want to be screaming. I just want to be hearing her beautiful voice. And it was just an amazing show. Like at the beginning, they did like a little Q&A or something with the English and Japanese voice actor of Tanjiro. So both of them were just on the scene. The other cast, they were just sitting on the, you know, they were just sitting on the with the audience pretty much. And at the beginning when we got there was a red carpet, and that's what I saw, you know, the voice actors. If I'm not mistaken, actually, I think one of them, I think it was what's his name again? Let me check. Damn, I forgot. Damn. Yeah, Zack Aguilar. I think he passed by me, if I'm not mistaken. Because I saw him, when I saw him, like, oh shit, wasn't he like almost next to me? I didn't know who he was, to be honest. I don't even know the Japanese voice actor, so. Because if I see the voice actor, I'm like, oh, I don't, it's like there's way too many names to memorize. And I'm really bad with names. Like, if you ask me, like with movies, an example, if you ask me, like, for a name of the actor, I'll be like, who's that? And it was like, oh, it's this character's. In this movie, like, oh, that's his name. Okay, cool. I really don't know the actor's name. If they don't tell me by the name of how they're calling the movie, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. Same with anime. If you don't tell me who what voices are doing the anime, I'm gonna be like, I don't know who the fuck they are. I'm sorry, that's just me, just too much to learn, to memorize, too many names. But again, he was just super cool, man. And I'm kind of salty because when I bought my tickets, they didn't give me an option to buy the VIP pass, which I was kind of sad because I saw some people with the badge. They probably had like a meet and greet with the voice actors and maybe probably Aimer too or Emma. So I was salty. And not just that. Okay, so at the beginning and at the end, you could go to McLean to buy some merchandise, right? So when we got there, they were close and it's like, oh, come back at the end of the fucking movie, whatever. And we did. So before we were making line to go to our seats, we saw a little display. Oh, some of the figures look pretty badass, the ones that are gonna come out. I gotta buy them. Anyways, we saw like what they were selling. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm gonna buy it for sure, the shirt, cause you know it's an exclusive one. And then I was gonna buy the two keychains that they have. And then while we were making a line, everything was sold out. And then I saw they were selling Aimer's CD signed by her for $15. It was only one per person, right? And it was sold out. I got so mad. Like, if you're selling one per person, at least have one for each ticket that was bought, you know? If you have extra, you could take it to France, to your next stop, it's a world tour. So at least for each one, like, even if you end up with extra, people are gonna buy that shit for $15 and sign. Even if it wasn't signed for $15, people will buy that shit. Like, I don't know what was the quantity they had, but I was very disappointed. Like, honestly, I felt like crying because she was the main reason why I wanted to go to the Demon Slayer. To see her live, which I did. It was amazing. But funny now that I missed a chance to buy her signed CD, I got a broken heart, man. I really did get a broken heart. So yeah, anyway. So they did like an hour of the first two episodes, last two episodes of the entertainment arc. And then after that, they showed just I believe it was the first episode of the season three. And holy shit, the way it starts, fucking amazing. The way the episode ends, fucking amazing too. I haven't read the manga, so no spoilers because I don't want to read it. Oh, who knows if it's gonna take forever? I'm gonna probably start reading it. And no, I think I'm gonna read the manga because it still has volume. I think I have like volume one and two, but I'm gonna read it up to where the anime is at, you know? Go like that. I'm not gonna get ahead of myself because then I'm gonna stop watching it like Naruto. I haven't done a One Piece because One Piece is my thing, you know, fucking amazing. But yeah, it was overall, it was fun. It was from like 6 to like 9, so it was about 3 hours, the whole thing with the Q&A and all that shit. It was good. Hopefully, I just wish I knew about the VIP and the CDs. I could have gone earlier to purchase it, but no. Your boy fucked up. He really did. And with that, we're gonna go to the character of the week. And of course, I'm gonna be choosing a Demon Slayer character. And we're gonna go with Daki. Which sounds like Daiki, you know my name. But as you guys know, Daki, she's the female character, the demon from the entertainment act. And I'm choosing her because she's Bae. Let's just be honest, she's Bae. Those breasts, man. That booty, those legs, she's just bad. I wouldn't mind having a demon baby with her. Or a few demon babies, because she is hot AF. I don't care what you say, but she's hot. Speaking of her, I was using her because I have the whole season pass for the Demon Slayer game. And her and her brother came out, so pretty much Daki and Kyutaro. they came so you could use them, and I was using my waifu right there, you know? I'm between her and Nezuko and her adult form. That both bomb. Like I said, I wouldn't mind having babies with them. Little demon babies, you know? A little demon though. Okay, anyways, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you guys for listening again. Don't forget to watch the YouTube video that I made for the things that I got at the world tour, you know, all the freebies that I got. And again, don't forget to follow me on social media, at Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Everything is going to be at Unlimited Though. Again, it's going to be on the side notes. And don't forget to send us an email at samuraisamepodcast@gmail.com. Again, if you want to be a host or even a guest, a co-host or even a guest on the podcast, shoot me a message on Discord, Instagram, or Twitter, and we could talk about it. We'll see if you like it or not. And, you know, we got a vibe, you know, we got a click. Click, click. Anyways, your boy Do, it's out. Peace.